You have to believe in your own story and you have to share it as much as possible. You have to be your own spokesperson. And I truly believe that magic can happen in business when we believe in our stories so others can believe in it too.
Hello, I'm Vivian Kay, and I'm super excited to welcome you to Business Class Build Your Braver, a podcast powered by American Express. If you've heard other episodes, you'll know that we take on some of the most common challenges small business owners face. Things like expanding your online presence, building a team, scaling and expanding your business, and finding financing. Each episode, we introduce you to a different small business owner, someone who's just making it up as they go along, just like you and me. Then we identify a notable Canadian entrepreneur, someone with experience building a successful business. They offer firsthand insight into the challenges identified by small business owners and offer some real-life lessons to help them along their journey. In this episode, we're talking about one of the fundamentals of building a successful business. Chocolate. Brand storytelling. But as you'll hear, sometimes they're the same thing. Once upon a time. Those are the four most powerful words in the English language. Your ears kind of perk up when you hear them, because ever since you were a kid, you've known they mean a good story is coming. So now that you're all grown up, here's the question. How do you harness the excitement and enthusiasm people feel about stories to help your business thrive? Storytelling is one of the most powerful marketing strategies used by successful brands. And if you can convert your personal values, your own story, into your business story, you can really expand your brand's impact. Yet, many small business owners struggle to get this right. Identifying, creating, telling, and amplifying your story in a way that adds value to your brand is critical for any business that wants to succeed. Let's get into it. Ready? Chapter 1. Your brand story is what makes your business stand out from the competition. But how do you find it, claim it, and use it? Well, sometimes you have to go right back to the source and actually ask yourself, who am I and why did I start this business in the first place? In this episode, I'll introduce you to a Canadian entrepreneur who's asking that exact question and one who may just have the answer for her.
We lost many family members in the war that we didn't want to become part of. You know, the Syrian war had many victims, but they are all civilians. Civilians were the people who paid the price, and they were just fighting to keep their families safe, and they were trying to survive.
In late 2012, the original Hadhad family chocolate factory in Damascus, Syria, was destroyed in a bombing. This forced the family to leave everything behind and flee to Lebanon. For 3 years, they lived as refugees with little opportunity or hope. But when the family was invited to Nova Scotia, they rebuilt their chocolate empire and dedicated it to world peace. Their motto, One Piece, spelled P-E-A-C-E, won't hurt. I love it. CEO Tarek Hadhad is a chocolate connoisseur and a master brand storyteller. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. But first, let's turn the page over to meet another small business owner.
So we are preparing for a big picnic on Saturday with over 100 individual boxes. So lots of prep to do. We got to label boxes.
That's Sadaf Rahimi, running around behind the scenes in the kitchen at her store, Charcuterie Vancouver. They make beautiful charcuterie boards and, thanks to the pandemic, takeout boxes full of yumminess, meat, cheese, veggie options. Don't get me started on her dessert boxes. Her origin story is pretty interesting, too. Sadaf and her family fled Afghanistan during the peak of the civil war in that country. They arrived in Canada in 1995. Sadaf learned about the importance of hard work from watching her father, who worked two jobs, to make ends meet. She started her business of custom-made charcuterie in 2019. And by 2021, she had been awarded the Best Immigrant Entrepreneur Award by Small Business BC. Not too shabby. Sadaf Rahimi of Charcuterie Vancouver, welcome to Build It Braver.
Thank you so much, Vivian. It's an absolute honor to be here today.
great to have you. So let's talk about what it's like being a business owner.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know where to start with that. I mean, first of all, I didn't even imagine myself to be a business owner. I really loved the corporate life and where I was beforehand. And then as soon as I started this while I was working, you know, I realized I really loved working for myself and, you know, really bringing people together and, you know, servicing the community. I absolutely love having the ability to just be like, we're going to give away like 10 boards today. We're going to do this. And just working for myself, of course.
She loves being her own boss. I completely get it. And it sounds like things are going pretty well. She just won an award after all. But at the same time, I know how challenging it can be to start up a new business, especially these days. I mean, to use a storytelling metaphor, Sadaf was barely through her first draft in 2019 when the pandemic arrived in 2020. And it demanded a full rewrite.
Especially with the pandemic, you know, when we first started, we were fully focused on events and gatherings. That's what our business model was. It was for weddings and birthdays and big parties, corporations. And all of a sudden, just 4 or 5 months after the business started, the pandemic hit, just when everything was just rolling. And then my dreams were almost crushed because I was like, oh no, like, how long is this going to go for? I actually had to fully shut down the business in March and April. So that was really hard to do. And at the time I was still working, you know, but that ended up being a blessing in disguise at the beginning of the pandemic. I got laid off as well. So that gave me some time to work more on the business. So then I quit my job and I've been doing this over the last 2 years, but there's definitely a lot of sleepless nights. For sure. I can't say that enough. We just are about to open a store and it flooded, you know, and that's just one of a million things that we've run into. But at the same time, it's a dream come true. I can't imagine doing anything else.
I know that feeling very well. There's nothing quite like owning your own business. It is a dream come true. But as you heard, it's definitely not a fairy tale.
And I think the biggest thing that I've learned this entire journey is that you lose a lot of sleep being an entrepreneur, especially while I was working a job and doing this at the same time. There were days where I worked 24 hours straight. Going into this, a lot of it seemed very glamorous, but it really takes a huge toll on your personal life. And of course, because of that, you tend to lose a lot of friendships as well because you don't really have time to go out and meet your friends and family and whatnot. I'm really lucky that my family helps me.
This right here. This is actually a key theme in Sadaf's brand story, family and togetherness. You heard her say how charcuterie for her is about serving the community. It's about having fun and celebrating good food for sure, but also it's about working hard and bringing folks together. Turns out she comes by this naturally. So Sadaf, I'm sure like me, you know, you're an immigrant as well. How has your background really played a role in your choice of business?
Well, for myself, I think seeing my parents and how hard they worked to bring us to Canada and ensure that their children have, you know, a safe and successful life, and to see what they've gone through, you know, escaping the war in Afghanistan back in 1995, we then moved to Russia, lived in poverty. And I, you know, as a child, I saw my parents with my own eyes working so hard to just make ends meet. Growing up in that environment, you don't want to do anything that would disappoint your parents. You want to make them proud. In my culture, bringing people together and hosting events is really the staple. That's kind of what I've grown up with, is, you know, our neighbors and our family friends coming together and my mom cooking and just this huge community and everyone just being so excited about food. I think food is the main event at any party, right? That's what people go for.
Such strong motivation, wanting to make your family proud. wanting to bring people together around food. It's compelling stuff. I totally get it because I also went to business to service my community. I own a business that makes hair extensions for Black women. It was something that was so important to me that came from who I am. Like many of us entrepreneurs, Sadaf has big dreams for taking her business to the next level. But first, she needs to learn how to articulate her brand story and make it known.
So the future for myself and the business is to really put the name out there, Charcuterie Vancouver, and have it kind of be a big trend all over the world for events, because grazing and charcuterie hasn't really been popular in the past. And now in the events it is. It's a big grazing table. It brings people together. It's a beautiful spread. Everyone goes in, talks, mingles. So I hope that this is something that becomes a huge trend in the future and brings people together and hopefully can allow me to employ many people in Canada and have a successful company. That we're able to open different locations across the province, and I'm hoping to work on franchising the name and hopefully opening across North America and in the future globally.
I want to pick up with Sadaf Rahimi again in just a moment to delve more into her personal origin story and how she can translate that into her brand story. But first, I want to bring in Tarek Hadhad into the conversation. He's the CEO of Peace by Chocolate out of Nova Scotia, because I think the way he embraced his family story sets a great example for other business owners to think about. Tarek has been extraordinarily successful at getting his brand story, his very own once upon a time, out there, into the world. To the point where back in 2016, the Prime Minister presented the story of Peace by Chocolate in a speech to the United Nations Leaders Summit on Refugees. Tarek Hadhad of Peace by Chocolate, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited for our conversation.
So am I. Let's get into it. Let's start by talking about your story as an immigrant, where you come from and how you got here.
Well, my family and I come from Syria. Our history goes back to 1986 when my father shifted from being a civil engineer to opening a chocolate factory out of the home kitchen at that time. So the company that my father built really grew quickly in the Middle East to become the second largest chocolate factory in the region. And, you know, when I was born, I was on the way to become a physician and I got into med school. My entire family, we were so flourishing into the region in Damascus, having that sense of family, of community, of safety, of peace, and that we lost in the war in Syria in 2013 when we lost the house, we lost the factory, we lost many family members in the war that we didn't want to become part of. You know, the Syrian war had many victims, but they are all civilians. Civilians were the people who paid the price, and they were just fighting to keep their families safe, and they were trying to survive. And we have suffered a lot until we got the chance to get out of the country in 2013 in March. We packed everything. We went to Lebanon. And from Lebanon, in 2 years, we have decided that we need to travel to Canada.
Why Canada? What brought you here?
We applied to go to Canada because it's a country of human rights, of freedoms, of opportunities, and it's the second largest country in the world. And we really were excited about the opportunity to travel here, come with our skills and our talents and restart our lives. We landed in Canada around Christmas time in 2015. My family followed me after that.
Talk about different worlds. But this part of Tarek's story certainly has a happy ending.
Our town called Antigonish in Nova Scotia have welcomed us with open arms, with such a great, heartwarming, welcoming messages, embracing newcomers in a way that I have never imagined. Like, I always tell the story that my mother asked me, where are we going to stay? And I said, it's Antigonish. And she said, are there any Syrians in town? And I said, no. And she called me then, you know, she called me Neil Armstrong as the first person who landed in Antigonish, as the first Syrian who landed here. So it was really fun, you know, to come here, restart our lives and just building whatever was lost in the war. Because we know as human beings, we have this power of resiliency inside each one of us. So the story just started then, you know, coming to Canada was the biggest transition and turning point in our lives. And we were really lucky to be able to do that. We were able to restart our lives and restart our business. In 2016, we launched a new company called Peace by Chocolate because we believe that peace is the noblest value on earth that everyone should fight for. And chocolate is a product of happiness. That's why we started making chocolate, because it makes everyone happy. My father used to say, everyone eats chocolate will be happy. No one eats chocolate will ever be sad. And you see it on the smiles, on the faces for everyone who really tries our products, whether it's here, whether we remember our good memories in Syria before the war. It's that kind of universal language of sharing happiness and love and really infusing your values into a piece of chocolate or a chocolate bar.
Okay, so, I mean, isn't that just the loveliest story? I swear, knowing that story makes chocolate taste even better. When you understand the subtext and motivation of a brand, you just feel closer to it. You tend to trust it more. And that's why brand storytelling works. Stories work because essentially, buying stuff is not a purely objective process. Emotions, attitudes, social factors, and other assumptions play a major role in the consumer decision-making process. That's why telling your story is a critical tool for marketing your company's product. You're listening to Build It Braver, brought to you by American Express Canada, and I'm Vivian Kay. In a minute, we're going to hear Tariq Hadhad's thoughts for Sadaf Rahimi about how to tell her own story and make it part of her brand. But first, I just want to take a second to let you know all about American Express Business Class. American Express Business Class is an online educational resource for today's business leaders. It provides modern education through compelling stories, timely tips, and inspiring insights from business experts, industry leaders, and savvy entrepreneurs. You can learn more at mx.ca/business class. I don't know about you, but I loved hearing Tariq Hadhad of Peace by Chocolate speak so passionately about his family's migration story and how their deep love of peace, having experienced the polar opposite, is what informed their new business. Clearly, Tariq is a man on a mission. He's been very clear in his brand storytelling from day one, very dedicated to his values, and his company is now reaping the rewards. And of course, Sadaf Rahimi of Charcuterie Vancouver is on her own kind of delicious mission. Sadaf, what does business growth look like for you?
Going forward, I'm hoping to franchise the business and open it in different locations across Canada and have a really big team. We also have an online school as well. So we teach people how to make charcuterie online, and we have clients all over the world that join. And especially during these times, there's not a lot that people can do. So they just join these classes, they grab a glass of wine, and they build a charcuterie board with me. And we've had people join from South Africa, from Brazil, from Iran, from all over the world, which has been so exciting.
Sadaf and Tariq each have unique company origin stories, but they echo one another in interesting ways. Both demonstrate how immigrants really don't come to this country empty-handed. They bring skills, ideas, and incredible work ethic. Sadaf is a little earlier in her entrepreneurial journey, so she had a question for Tariq about how he got to where he is.
I would like to ask how Tariq really integrates his personal life and his entire journey to Peace by Chocolate, because it really creates a connection with, you know, everyone around the entire country, which has created this huge brand and business for him. So I would love to know how and what steps he's taken to really articulate that.
So when we started Peace by Chocolate, it was under that mindset, is developing that backstory, bringing it to light and giving it exposure. So when people go to a chocolate shop or to a grocery store and see something from our brand, they would know that they are supporting a family that survived a war that has come here. So my advice to you, Sadaf, is you have to tell your own story. You have to believe in your own story, and you have to share it as much as possible. It is your first responsibility to get out there and to network with your community and share it. You have to be your own spokesperson. And I truly believe that magic can happen in business when we believe in our stories so others can believe in it too.
So on the topic of stories, Tarek, there are so many business owners who don't find it easy to articulate what makes their story different or what makes their business different. You've done a very good job of crafting your story and telling it in a way that really grabs my attention. So how would you advise other entrepreneurs to tell their story?
Well, I think first it all starts with your values. Everything starts with your principles and your values. If you don't have values, if you don't know what your values are, then you cannot make a successful business. It's impossible, especially at this time when people are caring a lot about social causes and social entrepreneurship and giving back, contributing. So since coming here, people don't only buy our product because they taste good. People buy the product because they know the story and they know that they are supporting a cause that speaks to them every day. When we call the business Peace by Chocolate, we believe that peace is a noble value that everyone should fight for, because without peace, no one can go to work. No one can build business. You cannot raise kids. You cannot go to school. You cannot do anything without peace. It is the noblest value on earth that everyone should fight for. It is that thing that we feel every day, that we need every day, but we do not see unless we lose it. And so many people started connecting to the peaceful value of our business, even after the pandemic, because they knew that they can lose their jobs, that they can lose family members, that, you know, with time of crisis, it is so important to have that peaceful mindset of resiliency and in the face of adversity.
There's an old storytelling rule that writers like to talk about, which says that the more specific something is, the more personal and detailed, the more universal its appeal. Maybe that's why what started as a specific and personal story of wanting peace in their homeland of Syria ended up being a story that resonated with Canadians on the other side of the world. That and Tarek's hard work in getting his message across.
When we came here, I had three main goals. The first goal is to tell our story to as many media personnel as possible. And we did that. The second story is to write a book based on our story, because we wanted to be documented. So more people are going to read about it. So we wanted to get the facts clear about the dates, the journey, the timeline, the family names, you know, whatever goals and passions do we have. And the third goal, which was really big, was to have a movie based on our story.
Oh.
So that also happened. So we have a Peace by Chocolate movie, actually, that we filmed in 2020.
In fact, the Peace by Chocolate movie is out now and has been sweeping up awards at film festivals around the world. It's so interesting to see a company use a movie as a storytelling device for their brand message. And it just goes to show you how some of the best tactics and strategies aren't always about selling your product, but more about driving brand awareness. This is something that many of the world's top brands do to build brand equity.
So the storytelling has many layers. Maybe you do not have to have a book. Maybe you do not have to have a movie. You do not have to have documentaries. But it is important to start at some point. It is important to let people know, why are you doing what you are doing? Because at this time of competitiveness, people want to see your uniqueness.
Another reason why brand storytelling works is that in this information age, when we're literally drowning in data, what some people actually crave is warmth, personality, and humanity. These are the aspects of your brand that people can relate to. Even if you're not making something as warm and cozy as chocolate or charcuterie, you can still tell the story of your brand's origin, of the people involved behind the scenes, and of all the value that makes you, you. So Tarek, from one entrepreneur to another, what can Sadaf do to infuse her story into her business and to help it grow?
Sadaf, from one entrepreneur to another, no one can go back and start a new beginning, but everyone can start today and make a new ending. You can start today by telling your story, because everyone is looking forward to it. It's going to make you unique. It's not only about selling, it's also about connecting to your own values. And your values are all being told by sharing your story.
That's all we have time for today. But I want to thank Sadaf Rahimi and Tarek Haddad for being part of this episode and sharing your stories about brand storytelling. Thanks for joining us, Tarek.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Sadaf, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vivian. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today. And thank you to Amex for putting this together. And of course, Tarek for sharing his advice. I truly appreciate it.
If you like what you've heard today, don't forget to follow us and tell your friends about us. And if you have a minute, please leave us a review or suggestions. We business owners need to stick together. We've got some great business mentors coming your way, so keep checking out the show. I'm Vivian Kay, and thanks again for listening to our story here on Build It Braver. And may you continue to prosper.